cleaning up each new mess only to turn around and find a new one. Whole weeks would pass while I visited the grocery store, attended Mommy and Me classes, and tried to make a dent in the mountain of laundry. I wasn't productive or organized. I simply ran from one thing to the next with no time to take a breath. I was surviving, but certainly not thriving. I was on autopilot, going through the motions of life, following the path laid out for me by society. Together, Mike, our children, and I were the picture-perfect wealthy family. Successful businessman husband, stay-at-home mom, and two children. An older boy and a younger girl. We lived in a big house on a hill overlooking a picturesque meadow and river. The perfect, happy family. But were we? I did not wake up with excitement like Ember did. She couldn't wait to start her days chasing butterflies and building with blocks. But I had a hard time dragging myself out of bed. Something was definitely wrong with this picture. I looked for answers, but nothing really changed for our family until I heard Hal Elrod speak about the miracle morning and his unique combination of daily morning practices called the Lifesavers. I had been practicing meditation and journaling for years, but not always in the morning and not consistently. Hearing Hal's story of overcoming depression and coming back from nothing was so inspiring, I decided to try it. I'd start my own miracle morning practice and incorporate the Lifesavers into my life. Mike and I heard Hal speak at the One Life Fully Lived conference, www.onelifefullylived.org in Reno, Nevada, in October 2014, and I read the entire book on the flight home. We committed to doing the miracle morning together and never looked back. After we'd been practicing for some time, the kids would come into our meditation room in the mornings and ask what we were doing. We explained that we were doing our Lifesavers and decided to teach the kids about them. Then they started doing them with us. It became an essential family activity to start our day. Fast forward to the 2015 One Life Fully Lived West Coast Conference in Sacramento, California. Hal was again the headliner, but this time, I, too, was a presenter. The founder, Tim Rode, who is a good friend of ours, had noticed my growth. Tim recognizes and gives opportunities to people who have grown as a result of the work the nonprofit does. So he asked me if I would lead a breakout session on vision boards, an offer I couldn't refuse. At the welcome reception for the presenters, I met Hal. I told him that I had been teaching our kids the Lifesavers and that the miracle morning was having a huge impact on our family. He was thrilled. I mentioned that our son was in California with us and would like to show Hal his affirmation book. At breakfast the next day, Tyler proudly recited his affirmations for Hal, who joyfully signed his book. Hal asked Tyler if he wanted to be featured in a new Miracle Morning book. Tyler was so excited he jumped up and down saying, "Yes, yes, yes." And Hal asked Mike and me if we would be interested in talking more about writing a book together. A few days later, I woke up in the middle of the night with an idea to write a kid's book using poems for each of the Lifesavers. I headed to my computer and started typing. What came out were haikus, one for each of the Lifesavers, along with exercises for kids to do with their parents. I shared it with Mike to see what his thoughts were, and he said he would forward it to Hal. Hal responded the next day to see if we'd be interested in co-authoring a book in his series, to which we obviously said, yes. Little did Tyler know that when Hal offered to include him in the new book, his parents would be co-authoring it. I won't say we are never rushed for time in the morning anymore, but for the most part, we are much happier. Now, when Ember comes into our bedroom in the morning, we are not usually asleep. Instead, we greet her with a smile and a hug. It's a much nicer way to start the day than having my eyelids stretched. Not only has the miracle morning led to more peaceful mornings, but I've also found courage and purpose in my life. I have become a better person, and because of that, a better parent. Doing the Lifesavers before my kids wake from their slumber has allowed me to fully secure my own oxygen mask before assisting them. As a result of doing the miracle,